poll, rising prices will drive majority of Republican women to vote. By Jacob Bliss on April 14, 2022. A recent poll found that 52% of Republican women said that the rising prices of everyday goods make them much more likely to get out and vote in the midterm. The poll that was conducted for All In Together, a nonprofit women's organization, revealed that a majority of women, 54%, as a whole are more likely to go out and vote in this year's election because of the rising prices. Republican women are supercharged on the issue. Thus, the poll acknowledges that the Democrats' failed policies and lack of successful economic policies to help curb inflation make women want to be more vocal at the polls. In fact, this past Tuesday, the data from the Department of Labor showed the consumer price index rose 8.5% in March when compared to a year ago. It also showed that the overall food prices rose 8.8% compared to a year ago. Meaning everyday food items rose while even the price of a kitchen table went up an eye-popping 16.8% compared to a year ago. Here are some of the most striking moves in food prices. Ground beef, up 13.8%. Steaks, up 16.4%. Bacon, up 18.2%. Pork chops, up 13.8%. Chicken, up 13.4%. Fresh fish, up 11.3%. Fresh whole milk, up 14.5%. Coffee, up 11.2%. Fresh fruit, up 10.1%. Lettuce, up 12.0%. Salad dressing, up 13.9%. Soups, up 10.3%. Baby food, up 10.8%. Breakfast cereal, up 9.2%. Bread, up 7.1%. Biscuits and muffins, up 10.8%. Lunch meats, up 12.7%. But food was not the only problem for American families. Americans saw a substantial rise in energy bills as inflation soared. The overall energy price rose 32% compared to a year ago and rose 11.4% from February to March of this year alone. Since last March, oil has gone up an astonishing 70.1%. Up 22.3% from February alone. Motor fuel is also up 48.2% just in the last 12 months, 19.8% from just February. The survey was conducted from March 29 to 31 by Emerson College Polling and advised by Lake Research Partners for the nonprofit women's organization All In Together. There were 1,000 registered voters who participated, with no indication given of the percentage of women participants. The poll saw a margin of error of plus or minus 3%. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Bliss.